we're up at 5 this morning on the beach at Whitstable dancing our May dance. And we first dance, we get there at 5 in the morning, we take all the clothes off and we wear hobnail boots, which I've got on here. We wear black faces and hats and we do one dance completely naked. Dance around, boom, 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 boom. And every year somebody comes up, I came down to see you dance naked. And they always miss us.
Luckily, no one in Whitstable has yet to witness a naked, big, hairy Molly and the rest of the Black Horse Morris welcoming the first morning in May. They do it to make sure that the sun shines.
You've got to be dancing at the sun. You've got to give it a bit of a kick every year to get it going again, to get the seasons working. That's why we do it.
Forms of folk dancing can claim pre-Christian origins and probably developed as a means of thanking Mother Nature for providing goodness in the soil and to ensure fertility for the crops to come. The banging of sticks, so popular with Black Horse, is said to encourage new growth to burst through. They also favour possibly the oldest form of Morris, called blackface.
It's believed that all the Morris used to be blackfaced at one time. And in fact, that's why it's called Morris. The word is a corruption of Moorish. People commenting on it described the dancers as Moorish because they had black faces.
The May Day festival is also associated with the Celtic Bealtaine, when bone fires, or bonfires as we know them now, were lit to rid the fields of evil winter spirits and refresh the ground. And this brings us back to our Molly.
I'm the Molly. I'm the strange one in the side. Because going back into past times, men dance the Morris, they blacken their faces to disguise, but they dance at a big festival called Beltane, which is a fire festival, and only women could tend the fire. They couldn't then watch the men dance because that was men's work. So a compromise was found in the great tradition of Britain. A man dressed as a woman was the one to do the fire and dance and blacken his face.
The Industrial Revolution of the 18th and 19th century drew rural dwellers into the towns. During their rare holidays, such as May Day, they would have danced and processed, dressing themselves in scraps and ribbons.
If you were a fairly average working man of 100 years ago, you wouldn't be able to afford much in the way of special costumes. So what you'd do is you'd take your workaday clothes and you'd brighten them up by tying ribbons and rosettes. We, as you can see, select just about every colour from the rainbow.
During the First World War, the traditions of Morris dancing could have been lost had it not been for Cecil Sharp, who collected and recorded dances and tunes. In around 1906, he is known to have trained ladies' and men's sides around the Cranbrook and Tenterden area. But back in Whitstable, Black Horse wants young children to appreciate their folk past.
We have gone to the local school, the endowed school, and we're doing three other schools today, all in Whitstable, because you see it's very much a Whitstable tradition. Now we've been doing this around the local schools on May Day, or on the weekday closest to May Day, for the last 8 years, which means that every child of primary school age in Whitstable is now thoroughly familiar. And in fact, they're quite excited by it. They're not sort of, oh, Morris dancers, oh, yeah, like some children you meet. Children around here say, Morris, oh, Morris dancers, cool.